U Media Radio is on the air.
Let's go.
Howdy, U Media and friends. This is Nick Tognoni with the U Media Podcast. Our conversation today was recorded on the Colorado River banks in Austin, Texas, where I speak with Jen Steele from U Media Chicago about the South by Southwest EDU conference. Thanks for listening. It's nice and sunny here in Austin, Texas, where we are finishing up South by Southwest EDU. I'm here with colleague Jen Steele, formerly of DYN, now of U Media Chicago. We worked together for years in U Media, and we were able to reconnect a little bit at this conference and just reflect a little bit about our experience here. So, Jen, why did you come down here? What brought you and your colleagues from U Media?
Well, I was interested in coming to South by Southwest EDU because I knew it was going to offer a diverse range of topics and conversations, not, you know, from a programmatic aspect, from educational trends, research theory, even for professional development as an education administrator, too. So I was looking at it as a holistic way to engage in different types of conversations that I could hopefully bring back to the team. And we were particularly interested in looking at the new VR track, you know, what are the conversations around VR, how are people looking at it from an educational perspective, from an implementation perspective, from a caution perspective. And so we were very interested in exploring those opportunities and being a part of those conversations or learning from the field where it currently stands, as it is very new.
Did you get anything from those VR AR sessions? I took a couple myself. What do you think you'll be pulling from those?
Well, I went to one on the first day with the New York Times VR team, which was really great. It was pretty comprehensive about an approach to designing VR, so moving from conscious consumerism to conscious creation of VR. And they had a very simple five-step process, which included, like, the number one, I think, goes along with anything in building, what their focus is building empathy, right? And so the number one was like the storytelling, you know, what is the story you're trying to tell? What is the story you're trying to get others to empathize with? They talked about perspective from both a technical aspect, but then also from a relationship aspect too. So perspective of the camera and how that's going to actually work in editing, but then also thinking about, you know, how perspective affects the narrative of the story or builds or dismantles empathy, sort of. And they talked about, I can't remember exactly how they put it, but about the head. So when you think about the perspective of your camera, you have to avoid, I think they said it's like the optimal puke point. So being very conscious of, you know, visually how it looks, you know, and the effect of an individual viewing it and, you know, how that plays with viscerally with the interaction with any content of VR. And they talked about being journalistic, so taking a journalistic approach. And I think that just built that sticks to integrity of the work and what you're trying to do. So it was actually pretty good. It was just very simple, very comprehensive, but you could take it away and think about, like, okay, these are just five basic points to think about how to create quality VR content.
So was a VR or AR session one of your favorites, or what do you think one of the best sessions you attended down here was?
So I only went to that one VR. My colleagues went to a few others. But there were a lot of really great sessions. I actually just went to one today that was around how mayors are looking at workforce development in their cities. So the mayor from Louisville and the mayor from West Sacramento has some really interesting insights on how they're approaching workforce development and not looking at it just from high school students, but even thinking about early education. And they talked about the cradle to career. So how are we looking at career pathways from the moment they start their school experiences at the pre-K level? They talked about social emotional learning, and they talked about partnerships they're building with schools and teachers and employers to collectively create a robust and dynamic internship experience for young people, which was really cool. I went to a Pixar in the Box was one of my favorites sessions. So it was with the Khan Academy and Pixar Animation around exposing young people to how the core subjects they study in class, like math, everyone here is like, I'm never going to use this ever again in my life, and how different subjects play into the animation process for Pixar. And one, they had a really cool video that talked about parabolas and how they use that in the software to develop The Incredibles, and how Mr. Incredible has to look strong, but on the software, playing with the curves to make it look like he's lifting something quite easily, or making it look like it's a little bit an effort. And they talked about how even with that design process, there's acting in that, there's directing in that, and so it was pretty cool. And I think a really cool way to get young people to see how the things they consume all the time really are a myriad of all these core subjects, right? Depending on what you want to go into. Like, math can be fun, math can be cool, but linking it to, like, but I know I want to go into movies, too. So I thought that was pretty cool.
And I think that illustrates that in a lot of the work that we're trying to do, like, with the Umedia Network and stuff, is finding ways to make this kind of thing relevant to young people. So hopefully being like, oh, I love that movie, and look at all the math that went into it, shows some relevancy there. I think, finally, you mentioned one of the reasons you came down was to develop some professional development kind of opportunities, or seek out some professional development opportunities for your team when you go back to Chicago. What do you think the first thing you will share with your team will be?
I think one of the things that I will share, and things we were talking about while we were here, is rethinking the way we're doing some of our programming. And there was a lot of conversation about project-based learning. And I feel like, you know, in our work as Umedia educators, we do a lot in project-based learning. But one of the sessions that I went to talked about moving away from cognitive skills as a skill, like hard skill, but really thinking about these non-cognitive skills that are transferable beyond whatever the current employment trends are. So rather than coding, we're all coding, teach coding, and really we should be teaching problem solving. We talked about automation. They looked at it from the automation lens, from the aging lens, and so these different lenses that could change, like we could automate coding. One day, no one will need to code, right? That may not entirely be the case. But, you know, the idea is, like, some of these, as those things change, but what never changes is there's always going to be a problem that needs to be solved. We're always going to need collaboration. You know, you're always going to need critical thinking and how those skills play into that. So one thing that we're thinking about is we do a lot of workshops and a lot of programs that kind of are skill-driven, more than they are even project-driven. And then we're thinking about ways that we can change that into maybe teaching everything that we're teaching, but teaching it with less programming, by offering opportunities for staff to collaborate this summer. So, like, where every workshop is a collaborative project that can combine their skills or the different areas, where they can work with each other. They can have more time to develop programming. They can be a support for one another. But then students are also able to learn skills that cross medium and genre, or work in tandem with one another, rather than just having video and production or just having fashion. But how are fashion and video working together, right? How can we create a project that's project-based and they're learning all these non-cognitive skills and cognitive skills, so still teaching them, but now it's one program rather than two. And they can leave having created something or build their portfolio or working on collaboration and partnership and things like that. And I think it would be a really great opportunity for our staff to all have a project-based, you know, program where they're developing a budget, developing, like, timeline, all these little basic, like, a mini project management that, you know, everyone has an experience figuring out how do you take a special project from beginning to end.
Thanks so much, and travel safely back to Chicago.
Thanks, Nick.
Thanks again for listening, and if you have an idea or you would like to be a guest or guest host on a future COP podcast, please let us know on the discussion board on the community of practice, or you can hit me up at niqtognoni.umedia@gmail.com. Nice.